Hello, my friend. This is Clyde, your greatest assignment ever. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5, 17-21. How did you get saved? I mean, how did you become a child of God? My story is simple. As a child, my father was the second of both parents to have got saved. Sometime after his baptism, I was in church with my parents, and a short man known only as Brother Thompson preached a sermon that night that made me stop and think. Both my parents are Christians, and if God should come that night, they would go to heaven and I would be going to hell. I don't think it was the thought of hell that scared me as a 9-year-old. It was the reality that I would not be with my parents in eternity. That night I gave my heart to the Lord. That is my story. What is your story? How did you get saved? The passage that I just recited speaks about us getting saved. It says that the moment that someone becomes a child of God, something dramatic happens. You become a new person with a new identity. Whatever you were before that moment you gave your life to Jesus, that old identity has been erased and you are now a new person. Another way to put it is like this. Your parents went to live in a foreign country many years ago and you were born in that foreign country. But after a while, life became very horrible and increasingly worse as years went by. Someone from your parents' former country did some negotiation and managed to get you out of that horrible situation and brought you to their country. The new country that you are now living in did something extraordinary. They made you a citizen of that country immediately. Officially, you are now no longer a citizen of your old country in which you were born, but a citizen of this new country. Who was that person who fought so hard to get you out of that horrible life back in your former country? In the Bible text I recited, it says that when you became a Christian, you lost your old identity and you gained this new identity. You're in Christ. But it is the rest of that passage that excites me. The writer says that God reconciled you to himself. To be reconciled means that God brought you back into relationship with himself. He restored you to a relationship that was broken, and he sent Jesus to come and bring you back to him, to bring you back into relationship with him, God, as it was from way back when. You were reconciled. You were restored to what you were before. This is where it gets even more exciting. Jesus turns around and appoints you and gives you this very important job. You are now to find people who are not in relationship with God and reconcile them to God. You have a high-level job, my friend, a job of reconciliation. And what is your job title? You are an ambassador. Remember the person who negotiated and got you out of that foreign country? That person was an ambassador. Whenever a new government is formed, one of the most important jobs is to appoint someone to be an ambassador to a foreign country, to live there and to be a top representative of the government that sent him. That ambassador is working for his government in a foreign country, but he is not a citizen of that foreign country. His job is for him to represent his government to ensure that the two countries have a good working relationship. When Jesus sent you to go with some other people to become Christians, you were given the ministry of reconciliation, Mr. Ambassador. You have this assignment to tell non-Christians about Jesus Christ and that he offers salvation. He offers the gift of eternal life. Your assignment carries a message. God wants to resume relationship with those persons who are not Christians. To show you how important this business of reconciliation is to God, he sent Jesus to die for all these people who are not in relationship with himself. When you share the gospel with them, you are engaging in this new job, which is why you are an ambassador. Every time you get someone to become a Christian, you have carried out your assignment of reconciliation. You have been a good ambassador. Your Father God is delighted because you have done a great job. God is now reconciled with another and another and another. And each person who is reconciled to God becomes a new person with a new identity in Christ. When was the last time you did some work as an ambassador? What you need to know is that when you carry out your ambassador's assignment of reconciliation, God has things in place to reward you handsomely. When your assignment is over and you return to God, he will commend you highly and give you a special crown. You have been made an ambassador to win souls for Jesus so that they can come into the new status of being in Christ. Don't fail to do your job, my friend. People's eternity depend on your serving faithfully as an ambassador of reconciliation. That is your greatest assignment ever. You are called upon to do it well.